Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Delaware Coastline Railroad, their lease expires, their 30-year lease expires at the end of next November. There's been some changes in their business opportunities, and they've asked us to renegotiate or to negotiate a new lease a year early. So we've done that. The details were in the packet, but and Dan Herold, the president of Delaware Coastline Railroad, is here if you have any questions for him. Basically, we've updated the language in the lease to our new language that we've been using in other leases. The term of the lease, since they've got a year left on their lease, we've started with an initial 6-year term instead of a 5-year term to kind of make up that difference, leaving the lease rate for this the first year the same as it would have been with their 30th year. In fact, they've actually paid through next November already. After that, the remaining 5 years of that term, we bump it up to fair market value, which is $5,000 an acre. It's 1.48 acres, so $7,400 for the initial term. And then 3 5-year options, or will increase by the CPIU like we do with other leases. They'll maintain ownership of the building, which is kind of a unique building. It's got 2 railroad tracks in it with the pits underneath it. Not a whole lot of those buildings around. Update our insurance requirements. And then, like in all our leases, subletting or assigning the lease requires your consent. Which they would like to do that. It doesn't require an amendment to the lease. The two companies are going to be doing the same thing as Delaware Coastline, what's in the current lease. So unless you have any questions.
You have a motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the lease agreement with Delaware Coastline Railroad for portions of lots 19 and 20 in the Delaware Coastal Business Park as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
So who has the lease now?
Delaware Coastline Railroad.
And then, so how is it transferring over to us? Why the change?
They have a 30-year lease that expires next year.
Okay. And they have a 30-year lease with the county?
With the county, okay. Correct. So that'll expire next year. They've asked, instead of waiting until next year to negotiate a new lease, do it a year early so they can take advantage of some business opportunities that they like some certainty that they're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, okay.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay, second motion.
Go ahead.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council consents to Delaware Coastline Railroad entering into commercial lease agreements with Railroad Construction Company, Inc. and Delmarva Central Railroad for the use of portions of lots 19 and 20 in the Delaware Coastal Business Park.
Mr. Moore, just a question. Should the motion include something to say that they will be able to do the same kind of work that's being done now?
What was your motion?
The consent to sublease.
But it didn't say that they couldn't do anything else.
That's in the lease.
The language?
The uses of the property.
Okay.
And like I said, it conforms to those uses, so there's no reason to amend.
Okay. Just make sure we're covered. That's all.
And the motion does refer to that specific sublease.
Well, the lease only requires council consent to sublease.
But it is a certain sublease that you have now?
They don't have a sublease now, but you know they'll enter into that with the council's consent.
You okay with that, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
John Ashman, there he is in the back, I think. Lakeside Annexation of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Blades area. Request to post notices. There he is.
And you're limping, John. You okay? No?
Oh,
Good morning. Yeah, this is permission to prepare and post notices for expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be in our Blades area. This was requested by Lakeside Mobile Home Community for parcel 132.200-274.00. This is an existing community that is requesting annexation into the sewer district. They want to be included in the county's upcoming Route 13 work. We're coming across just north of that, picking up stuff on the east side of 13. There are two other parcels included in this to make the project contiguous. One is the camper sales there on Camper Lane and a single family there on 273. The expansion consists of 31.27 acres, more or less, and the property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. Mr. Medlars, we've discussed the possibility of connections for Campers Lane and 273 on the wrap down to Lakeside, which you see at the bottom, 274. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
Just to add the status, you know, like the council does not have unrealistic expectations. There is a need for the mobile home community to be included. There is an environmental need. We have now all the right-of-way acquisitions in place to reach the east side. However, we have not yet proceeded with the acquisitions on the east side. So the design will carry us, the design currently carries us through the Nazarene's property to the west side of Route 13. We're working on the Route 13 crossing. So it would be unrealistic to tell our applicant that we can have it there within 12 months, but 24 months is our realistic expectation. At that point, we will then deal with the camper sales and the individual residents, because since we're bringing them in essentially without request, if they do want to have service, we will provide technical services, means i.e. a connection. If not, we will not provide a technical connection at this point, which has billing implications. That's why I'm saying.
Basic question. Mm-hmm. 274 is who needs and wants the public sewer.
Correct.
We're using 272 and 273 to be contiguous to get there.
Correct.
We're going to post notices.
Yes.
Do we have a plan B if 272 and or 273 says, I don't want in?
We have no plan B because there is no plan B. The state code doesn't allow us to have a plan B. However, we have a sort of a backdoor plan B.
Okay. Okay.
Does your attorney want to hear this?
It's plan C. Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, like, he knows
it's not really.
In order to be a paying county customer, you have to be legally and technically served.
Okay.
So being in the district, you're legally served. You're in the sewer district. Technically means we have to provide you a physical point of connection, which i.e. a lateral or a force main connection. So if we do not provide that under the project extension, then they're essentially don't meet both requirements and cannot be billed because they don't have a technical connection.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So hence, we will have to, once this design moves forward, we will work with them. If they want to be connected at this point, perfect, we can do it. If they don't, we will just go by there. The only difference for them is, in the future, if they seek the connection, that cost will be falling on them. So it's a decision they have to make.
Okay. You have a motion, sir?
Being moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Lakeside expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Blades area as presented on November 27, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. Get better, John.
Ms. Cornwell and Mr. Robertson, come on back up.
Actually, I've got 30 seconds.
No, you go. That's okay. We'll just, okay. They'll walk slow and get set all up, and we're good. Yeah. I guess so. While we're waiting on Mr. Arlett to get back, just a question. Obviously, today we only three members here. We're not going to vote on the comp plan. I think all five deserve a vote on the comp plan. But I would think we could maybe do the land use map or whatever.
Well, we were actually thinking, because
You figure it out, you tell us what
We went through the plus letter already.
Right.
And that's more administrative in nature, just to authorize sending that response. That may be something you can do, too. But I would agree on the comp plan, wait on that.
Okay. We'll just take your time.
So how's everybody's morning so far today?
It's great.
Great.
Are we filibustering again?
We all have a good Thanksgiving.
Well, one thing, we've had a lot less banter. I guess bumper works.
Yes.
I'm carrying proxy vote.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Code doesn't allow it.
And there comes Mrs. Roth to join us, bless her soul. Now, what you have up here now,
Mr. Roth,
we're good now. This is a map of what?
As suggested by Mr. Cole and Mr. Burton.
Okay. And what, this is what they've suggested now, or that's what it was?
No, this is as proposed.
Okay. What was it? Can you show us that?
So.
Just, Mr. President, if I could, just so we stay with the agenda, the first one on the agenda was that plus letter.
Okay, I'm sorry, we can deal with that.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt, but just...
No, you're fine, you're right.
So, as you'll recall, one of the prior meetings, we talked about the plus letter, and Ms. Cornwell's been in communication with state planning coordination, maybe if you just want to report on that as far as the...
So, the change to the plus letter was a change to the housing to add adequate level of service into the developing areas and coastal areas. We have received a letter from Delaware State Housing Authority that they are withdrawing their
opposition,
their concern with certification. So, as proposed, there is no certification concern regarding the updated language regarding the developing areas, coastal areas, land use regarding density.
Okay. You have a motion?
Yeah, so based on that, with regard to our response to the state planning coordination's plus letter, I do have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the county's response letter addressing the State Office of Planning Coordination September 20, 2018 plus letter regarding the Sussex County 2018 Comprehensive Plan is approved, and that the Director of Planning and Zoning is authorized to transmit the response letter on behalf of Sussex County to the State Office of Planning and Coordination and such other state agencies as may be appropriate.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
So the next was the consideration of the changes for the future land use regarding the new road, Route 1 area. As you can see on the map, the areas, let's try this again. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure. All right, we'll see what we can do. The area in this area was yellow, and then there was area back here that was also yellow.
Okay.
That's been removed.
Okay.
And then there was a little bit of area right in this area that was low density, and that was added to ensure a contiguous area along the Route 1 area.
Okay.
So the areas along the north west side of New Road have been removed from the coastal areas, along with the areas behind further east on Coastal Highway have been removed, and then a little bit was added to provide a connection so it was consistent.
Okay. Mr. Burton, this is what you and Mr. Cole were talking about, what you were asking for, recommending, or whatever?
Yes, it is.
Any questions? You have a motion to approve this?
Well, not knowing how this was going to go, but I do. Be it moved that the areas shown on the map presented to County Council on Tuesday, November 27th, 2018, be designated as the low-density area?
Low-density and coastal areas.
And coastal areas as depicted on that map.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Okay.
And if Ms. Griffith, if you could just make sure that map's part of the minutes also, just so that's clear in the record.
Next.
The last item was the consideration of the comprehensive plan, and I believe we're going to want to...
We're going to wait at least till next Tuesday.
Hopefully
get all five back by then, and everybody's well, and they're good to go.
And that's okay with the timelines? We're okay on everything?
Yes, I believe the state will understand that there's unforeseen circumstances regarding today's meeting.
So we'll put that back on next Tuesday's agenda, Mr. Lawson. Hopefully we'll have five people. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Grant request. Here she comes.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mrs. Roth.
Good morning.
I'm here to present the council's the grant request for Mrs. Janice, and she's off today. The first one I have is Beacon Middle School for their choir travel expenses.
Okay, that's...
they're requesting $4,000 for adjudication to attend the choir's travel. It'll benefit 150 students. There was no prior request, and Mr. Burton asked to put it on the agenda.
I would like to defer till George gets back. This is in George's district. George referred to me. He said, whatever you want to do, put it. So I just put it on the agenda, hoping that he would be here, but he's not.
Okay. So you want to defer then item one and two?
Yes.
Because they're both Beacon Middle School. So we'll defer them until next week on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go to number three then.
Okay. Number three. The Good Samaritan Aid Organization, they are requesting $1,000 to purchase food and toys for their Christmas basket program. The organization helps the needy individuals in the Laurel community. Last year's grant, they received $1,000, $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlett. And it was last November they requested these funds.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant Good Samaritan Aid Organization for the annual Christmas outreach for the needy families in Laurel, being $1,000, $500 from Mr. Arlett's account and $500 from my account. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the fourth one is Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce for the Seaford Christmas Parade. They're requesting $500. The last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to the Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce for the Seaford Christmas Parade from my council bank account. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, guys.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one, and that's in Mr. Burton's district. No. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and C1 general commercial district for a paving construction business with an office and equipment storage to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.630 acres, more or less.
That's a C1?
Yes, it's part of it is AR1 and C1, it appears.
I just don't know anything about the C1. I thought we did away with C1.
It's a legacy, I guess.
It's a conditional use, and part of the property is zoned C1, and the majority of the property is zoned AR1. So they're looking for the conditional use for the property.
For the AR1 portion of it.
And it's quite possible some of it might trickle into, I think, the first 500 feet, which is C1.
Okay. I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton, introduce it. Any council member comments? Council member comments.
Just pray that George and Sam get better.
Yes, for sure.
And I think also congratulations to Del Mar. I think their team, sports team, if I'm not mistaken, were state champs again recently.
The girls.
The girls. Soccer, right? hockey. Field hockey.
Girls hockey.
And I would love to invite them if we can before the end of the year. I know it's going to be tough.
We'll be invited.
Correct. They're coming up. So good luck to Woodbridge and Sussex, the Sussex County teams,
yeah,
right, in their quest to be state champs. And
Cape and Logan won.
Cape won the girls field hockey, too, didn't they? Division one, I guess.
There you go. So maybe we can get them out here, too.
Division two, both of them in Sussex County. Amazing. How
all these
that?
Good things.
Four champions.
Wouldn't that be something?
There you go. And want to publicly welcome that he's here, Councilman-elect John Riley, as he's sitting in with us today. And I know Councilman-elect Doug Hudson was here earlier, so I just want to publicly thank them and welcome and congratulations again.
Catherine, comments? Entertain a motion to go in recess until 1:30.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now in recess until 1:30.